technology. And recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. We like to play songs that were recorded well before the advent of electric amplification. This is music played as it was recorded. When they recorded it, if they didn't like it, they recorded it again. Simple as that. Today is Tuesday, December the 24th. It is Christmas Eve. Then you have found your way to our digital abode, a cozy cottage nestled in the frosty fields of the digital countryside, where outside snow is gently falling. The air is filled with the scent of pine and wood smoke. And inside, there are large plush Victorian chairs for everyone sitting in front of the fire to keep warm and cozy. There is a decorated tree for the night. It is, of course, Christmas Eve. The candles are lit, the tree is glistening, and off in the distance you can hear the faint chime of Christmas bells. So today, tonight, we're celebrating the sounds of the season with a special Christmas Eve edition of Three Tune Tuesday.
Yay!
Yes, we're live! We have not recorded this. We're making much of it up as we go along.
I love it.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world to do. The mistakes that we make will be just like recording acoustically. It's a mistake forever and ever.
That's right. We're going to be a bit like Bob Ross here. Such thing as a mistake.
Just a happy accident.
That's right.
With snow-covered trees. Happy trees.
Happy little snow-covered trees.
So, as I said, we're making it up as we go along. I don't necessarily have a well-rehearsed script as I normally would.
Mm. That's okay.
It is indeed, but I can tell you that we're going to do our three tunes like we usually do. And after that, we'll just talk and chat and share a few more songs. And then we've got a special one to end the night with.
I love it. Yes. Let's do it.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick off with a version of O Come All Ye Faithful. For those of you who are not familiar with it, O Come All Ye Faithful was originally written in Latin as Adeste Fideles. And I think I may have gotten that correct.
Adeste Fideles, yes.
Yes.
Adeste Fideles Regem... No. Adeste Fideles Regem Angelorum Videte Videte in Bethlehem. Natum videte. Yeah, it's Latin.
Yeah, see, we don't even need the recording.
Oh, yes, you do.
We have Yulia.
No.
So the song is often credited to an 18th century English hymnist named John Francis Wade, but its origins are probably still a little more mysterious and unknown than that. The song is, however, what we do know. It's about inviting everyone to come and celebrate the birth of Christ in Christmas. And whether you hear it in a church service or a holiday service or on the radio or here tonight, it's a warm, welcoming song, if nothing else.
It's rousing. I always get little goosebumps when I hear it.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that just makes a person happy inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What makes it stand out is, one of the things that makes it stand out is just how universal the song is. It's been translated from Latin into dozens of different languages. The beat stays the same. And about wherever you go in the world, you could sing the song, and chances are very good people would understand what you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the version that we are going to play for you tonight was recorded in 1916 by the Trinity Choir. They were a choir, obviously enough. They recorded this on the Victor label, and it has stood the test of time. This particular physical record is now 108 years old.
Wow.
And the fact that we still have it to play with, I think, is fantastic. So this is O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh,
Now, one of the things that fascinate me about these old recordings is how real and how legit they are. It's almost like going to watch music and listen to music live. They did it in one take. They obviously practiced well beforehand. That was a well-put-together choir. They knew what they were doing.
Absolutely. And they didn't have the conventions that we have. Like, there was no fixing it in post. There was no editing. There was no... I mean, they had to get it right the first time. And I think that that shows. I think that, you know, they had, like, top-notch musicians, and obviously. And that's why it sounds as good and as professional as it does. And I've got to say, I loved that particular recording, especially because, I don't know if you heard it on that last verse, they added those chimes that sounded like church bells. It was really beautiful. It was a nice touch.
It really was. And I've always wondered how they would have done that, since they were really singing into the wide end of a funnel. You know, how they would have gotten the bell. Maybe they were hand bells.
No. I can tell you exactly what they were. Okay. And they're used in orchestras sometimes. You can see them in the percussion section. They're these big hanging chimes. They look like tubes. And they use a soft mallet on them, and it makes it sound like a church bell tolling.
Oh, fascinating. Mm-hmm, I had no idea.
And they're pitched, you know, like a piano would be. You know, you've got your white keys and your black keys. Sure. Same with these chimes.
Well, that's fascinating. Yep. Thank you for that. I had no idea.
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah, and they still did it live. They had all the timing just right. Chances are very good they had a conductor there.
Oh, I would have to think so. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we move on to our next song, I do want to point out and invite you that if you have not yet heard it, our Yule Palooza podcast is up and live on the website. We broadcast that last Friday. It was the night before Yule, because Yulia was good enough to perform a reading of the night before. 'Twas the night before Yule.
Yes.
For us.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is up on the Blind Skeleton website. Encourage you to go and take a listen. Our next song is in the German, Der Tannenbaum.
Der Tannenbaum.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, otherwise known in the English as, I would understand, O Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, interestingly, O Christmas Tree was the first song I ever sang in grade school in a Christmas concert.
Huh.
Yes. We had, our entire class was up there. It was not just me. It was all, I don't know how many of us were up there, however many people are in a grade 4 class.
Mm.
And that was the song we sang, was O Christmas Tree.
And you sang it in English, I imagine.
We sang it in English.
Not in the original German.
Not in the original German.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were in fourth grade.
I was in fourth grade.
That must have been adorable.
I remember singing it. I don't know about the adorableness of it, but I remember singing it. I remember there was another part of the show where we were following a snowman around. It might have been Frosty the Snowman. And I ended up, as part of the group of kids following the snowman, in front of the stage. And I got a sudden case of severe stage fright. So I ran around the entire group of kids to the back of the stage so nobody could see me.
Bless your heart.
Yes.
Aw.
Indeed.
I think we have all got Christmas memories of things performed at, you know, church Christmas pageants and school assemblies and things like that, and I think we're all equally scarred by them.
Absolutely. Remember, what doesn't kill us only makes us stronger.
Well, that's what they say. I don't know.
So, O Christmas Tree is, of course, as we had mentioned, a traditional German carol, and it celebrates the beauty and symbolism of the evergreen tree. Now, if you had... And I'm sure if you have not, you will go listen to our Yule Palooza. We spoke about the evergreen trees and how the ancient Celts and the ancient Druids had a great reverence for them, since they did not die in the winter. Mm-hmm. They stayed green.
They kept their color.
Absolutely. So with this particular song, it's not nearly 2,000 years old. It doesn't go back to the ancient Celts. It goes back to Germany in the 16th century. the lyrics evolved over time to reflect themes of loyalty and steadfastness. They've grown through the years, the lyrics. So what the lyrics that we're hearing today were probably not the original lyrics that were written for it. They've been modified, as a lot of songs do.
Mm.
They go through the years and people update them, change them to fit their mood or what have you.
Is our recording in German or in English?
This is in English. I do have a German recording.
Oh, okay.
I do, but this one is in English. Okay. It's by Alma Gluck, who is a very famous singer back in... She sang vaudeville and opera.
Oh, yeah, all right. Very, she knew her stuff good. Then, yeah.
Yes. So the most familiar version that we know, the most familiar lyrics, were written in the 19th century by Ernst... I'm not going to get his name right.
Spell it?
A-N-S-C-H-U-T-Z.
Anschutz?
Sure.
Spell it again?
A-N-S-C-H-U-T-Z.
Anschutz, okay. Yeah.
Yes, Ernst, a German teacher and composer. So, interestingly, while a lot of people associate the song with Christmas, its original verses weren't actually specifically about the holiday, but were just in praise of the evergreen for its resilience.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, it's in a way, it's a Yule song as much as it is a Christmas song.
Sure.
It's very fascinating.
Well, and the tune, I feel I need to, as a resident of the Eastern Seaboard in the Mid-Atlantic region, I feel the need to make note here that the tune of O Tannenbaum is also the melody for the state song of Maryland.
And, of course, if you are of my age, you will attribute O Tannenbaum to Snoopy and his fight with the Red Baron.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good old Snoopy. Can't go wrong with Snoopy. So the version we're listening to tonight is, of course, recorded by Alma Gluck. This is an even older record than the previous one. This one was recorded in 1915. It goes back 109 years.
Oh,
Hey, so before we move on, I need to make a quick correction. I had said that that song would be sung in English. I was wrong. That was definitely in German.
Auf Deutsch.
Indeed. And it also included the tenor Paul Reimer. You may have heard a guy singing along with it. That was Paul Reimer. He was a tenor that obviously sung at the same time that Alma Gluck did in the early 20th century. And he was pretty famous in and of himself.
Oh,
he
they sounded great together. Yeah,
they did a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So before we move on to our third song of the podcast for the night, and there will be more music beyond that, so stay tuned. I just want to spend a moment to pay the bills. If you're a coffee drinker such as I am, please do head over and take a look at Skeleton Brew Coffee at https://skeletonbrew.coffee. It's what we use to keep funding 3 Tune Tuesday and Blind Skeleton. It's our brand. It's our roasts. I think they're fantastic. I'm definitely jaded, so I want everyone to prove me wrong. Go buy a pack and tell me how good or awful it is. It's at skeletonbrew.coffee. It is Christmas Eve. For the last couple of months, we did have some special Yule roasts that were up there. Were sold out. They're gone. They'll be back probably next October. But in between now and then, there's still some fantastic roasts for you to take a listen to.
Is the Dark Magic still available?
The Dark Magic is still available.
That's fantastic. I think that's my favorite one so far.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my... It's not super caffeinated, but it definitely has a nice flavor to
it. I love the flavor of it. Yeah. It's very complex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very rich.
Yeah, I have... I received an email review from a fellow who actually bought that one, and he takes it out hunting with him. He bought a single-use French press that is in a Yeti cup.
Oh,
so, yeah, the French press and the cup are all in one. And
oh, that's
he says,
cool.
Yeah, he says that it gets him through the morning, and it's just the best thing in the world.
Oh, terrific. Yes. We love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what we're doing next is we've got one more song to play for the 3 Tune Tuesday part of the episode, and then we're just going to play some songs and talk about them. We're going to play them at random. We haven't had them picked yet. And we've got a stack of records that we're going to flip through and choose one at a time. And when the time comes, we're going to finish up the night with a recording of The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, great. Yes. Yay.
Absolutely. So our third song here is Silent Night, Holy Night. Another very traditional, well-known tune. It was, just like the last one, composed in, well, I want to say Germany. That's actually incorrect. It's an Austrian song.
Correct.
But it was written in German because that's what they speak in Austria primarily.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by Father Joseph Moore, and he had music by Franz Gruber. That is not the Franz Gruber from Die Hard. It is... Wasn't that Franz Gruber who fell off the building in Die Hard?
I have no idea.
Oh, good. Yeah. The best Christmas movie now is Iron Man 3. It's overtaken Die Hard.
I think we have to have an off-mic conversation about what we consider to be Christmas films.
Well, that we can do. Maybe you know, that will be the theme of next week's 3 Tune Tuesday. So, legend has it, and it's strictly legend, that the song was written to be performed on a Christmas Eve after the church organ broke, and it led Gruber to compose a simple tune for a guitar, to which Father Moore put some words to. That's the legend. It's a nice legend. I have always had an image of them sitting kind of on the side of a mountain overlooking the village in the snow with the church bell maybe chiming. I'm a romantic that way.
You have a deep, rich inner world.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I get lost in it sometimes.
That's okay.
I will admit.
Yeah, no, that's all right. It's nice to have a... a nice imagination. Sure. Fertile imagination.
Fertile. That's a good word.
When I hear broken organ, all I can think of is headaches. Because organs break all the time, literally.
Well, especially back then when they were all absolutely air-powered.
Yeah. I mean, whether it was a reed organ or, you know, a traditional pipe organ, yeah, they there's a lot that can go wrong on them.
A lot of moving parts.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so this is the youngest record we have so far for our 3-Tune Tuesday show. This was recorded in 1917.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
whippersnapper.
Yeah, indeed. It's only 107 years old. Yeah. It's the youngest of the three. And this was recorded by the Neapolitan Trio.
Lovely.
And that was the Neapolitan Trio. Fun fact, when I was young, I could not pronounce the word Neapolitan, so I always called it Napoleon.
Neapolitan was tough.
Yes.
That's a lot of syllables for a young mouth to get around.
Absolutely, especially one such as mine. I had a pretty bad speech impediment when I was young, and that was a word I just couldn't wrap my mouth around.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, to be fair, I still have trouble with it sometimes.
Yeah. It's a rough word. Yeah. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our normal, standard 3-Tune Tuesday. Now we've got 30 minutes of us chatting, and playing some music.
Messing around.
Messing around.
Cool.
Making it up as we go along.
Dig it.
That's just how I like to do things.
Hey, yes. You know, flying by the seat of your pants.
Absolutely.
Right? So I've been pawing through your records, and I came across Angels from the Realms of Glory, which is not, I mean, you hear it in churches a lot. It's part of the standard fare. But it's not like, it doesn't get like radio play. Like a lot of, like you hear on the radio, like especially, I mean, our local radio stations are particularly obnoxious with their Christmas songs.
Oh, they absolutely.
They start like the day after Thanksgiving, sometimes even on Thanksgiving.
Sometimes after Halloween.
Why?
Yeah.
But this is Angels from the Realms of Glory is, I like the tune. I really like the tune. And I have a question as I'm looking at this. So I'm looking at the record, and it was recorded on the Victor label by the Trinity Choir. I have no idea what year. I'm sure you can find out. But I have a question. So obviously there's an A side and a B side, but there's also a number on here, 35594-A.
Yes.
So what is the 35594? What does that mean?
That is the serial number of the record.
Okay.
Just like modern records all have a unique ID. Yes, of course, label named their famous 90215 album, I think it was, with Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Oh.
That was the record number.
Oh.
They couldn't come up with a name, so they just named it after the number. And That's what you're looking at there. And A is the A side, and
sure.
B will be the B side.
Okay, neat. I'm going to hand this to you.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Angels from the Realm of Glory was written by a Scottish poet, James Montgomery, and it was written in the early 19th century.
He was a hymn writer as well.
He was, indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was originally typically sung to the tune Regent Square.
Okay.
And that was Angels from the Realms of Glory. Now, the flip side to that particular song is O Little Town of Bethlehem, also recorded by the Trinity Choir. And I don't know the exact year this particular record was recorded, but I can tell you just by looking at the label that it was recorded before 1925.
How could you tell?
Because the Victor label, when they had the acoustic recording, used a label that looked like bat wings.
Oh, I see that.
Yes.
This is great for radio.
Exactly.
Sorry. But yeah, it does look like little, kind of like little wings there.
Yeah, little wings. And those are the songs that, I like to play on Three Tune Tuesday.
Cool.
Okay, so Port Yulia looked at me and said, "You need to choose the next song." And I looked at her and said, "No, you're going to choose the next song because I'm lazy." So the next song is going to be Yulia's choice as well.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, because I have a penchant for things German, my family's German, a lot of them, and I found lots of German stuff in here, once again on the Victor label, and it's got bat wings, so...
It means it's old.
There's that.
Yeah.
This is called Ein Wiedersehen am Weihnachtsabend, which literally is translated to "see you again on Christmas Eve" or "a Christmas Eve goodbye" or "I'll see you." It's like when you say goodbye, you say Auf Wiedersehen in German. And that's literally see you around, see you soon, see you again. It's not really goodbye.
Yeah. But much more polite than smell you later.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this label, and this is actually in really pretty decent shape. Looks almost brand new. It says, Ein Wiedersehen am Weihnachtsabend mit Harmonium und Kirchenglocken. And it also says in here, Christmas dialogue with organ and chimes. In German. It says in German on the label, so there will be no more mistakes.
Yeah, I suspect it means that the dialogue is in German and not so much the chimes.
Oh, I'm sure. How do you play chimes in German?
Oh, I know.
No.
I'm going to be good. Here is our next song.
Die einzige Tochter geraubt vom Frevlerpfand. Nun irr ich seit vielen Jahren, die suchen durch das Land. Ich irre meine Straßen mit müdem Fuß einher. Sie dehnt sich ohne Maßen. Das Herz ist mir so schwer. Verlassen werde ich sterben, von niemand gekannt und beweint. Gott gebe, dass ich einst im Jenseits mit meinem Kinde vereint.
O Mutter, sieh den Armen dort an des Feldes ran. Dein Ansicht ist so gramvoll, es zittert seine Hand.
Hier gib ihm diese Gabe, sie macht ihn sicher frei. Er soll nicht länger darben, es ist ja Weihnachtsvoll.
Hab Dank, du kleiner Engel, Gott segne dich immer da. Er möge dich stets bewahren vor Leid, Not und Gefahr.
Es lohnt sich nicht des Dankes, du armer alter Mann. Es tut aus Nächstenliebe ein jeder, was er kann. Ich kann es wohl verstehen, dein herbes, bitteres Leid. Auch mir blüht hier im Leben, auf Erden keine Freude.
Was sehe ich? Diese Augen, dieses holde Angesicht, Maria, meine Tochter, dein Vater zu dir spricht.
Mein Vater, teurer Vater, jetzt bei dieser Zeit kenne ich dein Angesicht wieder. Du guter Vater mein, zu deinen Füßen liege ich, ein armes, verlassenes Kind. Der Frevler, der mich raubte, erschollen in Nacht und Wind.
Und draußen des Schicksals Stürme verheeren von Haus zu Haus. Komm an das Herz des Vaters, Maria, und weine dich aus. Und alles, was geschehen, es soll vergessen sein. Es zieh in unsere Herzen der heilige Frieden ein. Gott hat am Weihnachtsabend ein edles Werk vollbracht. Die Kirchenglocken tönen, still segnen durch die Nacht. Die Leute in Glück und Frieden in manche Stille ein. Drum lasst uns niederknien, wir wollen dankbar sein.
Wow. That was real super German.
It was definitely German. No doubt about that.
I wish the fidelity had been a little bit better, because bits and pieces of it I did understand, but only very few bits and pieces, because it was hard to understand a lot of it. But yeah, cool.
I definitely heard the German.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and then I heard a word I understood.
Well,
but
the kid was talking to his mother.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting the kid, frankly.
No, it was a bit of a surprise. No one ever expects kids.
No.
They just suddenly show up.
Well, I guess. All right. So you handed me Open the Gates of the Temple.
Yes.
And how much do you know about it?
I know that it's not really a Christmas song, but it is a Christian hymn.
Right. The gal that wrote it, one of them, I believe she did the lyrics to this one. I'm not sure if she wrote the actual tune, but she did write tunes too. Fanny Crosby, which if you grew up in a Baptist church or a Methodist church, you will definitely know who Fanny Crosby is. She was a famous mission worker. She wrote a lot of music. Hymns were kind of her jam.
Okay.
So very, very prolific and well-known writer of hymns and gospel tunes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to hand this to you.
Yeah. So this is Open the Gates of the Temple.
Forgetting their count and the pain. Oh, I can't, oh, I can't, but the passion, I'm toiling, I'm toiling.
after that, the gates are opened.
Yeah. Interestingly, I noticed while we were listening to that, there's a little quote from Handel's Messiah. There's an one of the movements, I think it's from Messiah, is, "I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth." There was a little snippet of that shamelessly borrowed.
Excellent.
If it were a music of today, it would be a sample.
That's right. That's right. We're sampling it. We're not stealing it.
That's right.
There's a fine distinction.
Right. Yes. Right, right, right.
Yes. We've got a choice of songs, I think. Do you have one? I've got one.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we play one? Why don't we play one of yours?
Okay. Yeah. So up next, we have Joy to the World.
Yeah.
Also a song that I think I sung in a Christmas concert once.
Invariably.
Yes. Yeah. When I was young, I did not know the distinction between a hymn and a carol, interestingly enough. So I just figured that all Christmas songs were carols.
Well, to be fair, there are a lot of people that don't know the difference between carols.
Sure.
And songs.
Yes. Yeah, so. And well, now I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is "Joy to the World." It is also, as a couple of others that we've heard tonight, sung by the Trinity Choir.
Well, rock on. This is one of my favorites, actually. I love singing this on awesome. Christmas.
I don't know about you, but I am feeling joyous.
Me too.
So that brings us very close to bringing us to the end of our show for the evening. I want to spend a moment just to say thank you for everyone listening in live, everyone listening in to the recording later that we put online as a podcast. It's been a great time having some fun with you tonight, chatting and sharing some some really, really fun old music. And so what we have to bring us into the top of the hour, and right before I do that, I just want to once again say thank you. I hope everyone has a fantastic Christmas tomorrow. If you celebrate, if you don't celebrate, I hope you have a fantastic day nonetheless. It's special to a lot of us, and I hope that you all feel peace that everyone deserves.
I hope the day is exactly what you want it to be.
So wrapping up tonight, we have The Night Before Christmas. I just want to spend a quick moment. When my children were younger, they're not young anymore, I would read this to them every Christmas Eve. So it's a song, it's a story that means a lot to me. This particular version is performed by Basil Rathbone.
More specifically, his full name, Philip St. John Basil Rathbone. He was a very famous British actor. He started off doing Shakespeare, but then he became quite a prolific film actor. He was making films all the way into, I think, the 60s.
Okay.
And he was born in 1892. So, wow. I mean, dude got around.
He did.
But he was in, like, a lot of swashbucklers. Okay. You know, kind of like those action and adventure period pieces, costume drama type things. I mean, if you've watched any of those types of films, you undoubtedly have seen Basil Rathbone in one of those.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Too neat.
Yeah. So, and he's got a very distinctive speaking voice. So you will probably recognize his voice
and,
as well.
And we will hear that in just a moment. So once again, thank you all very much for listening in. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Blessed be.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all! As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet them an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a